When we walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, what a glory He shed on our way, while we do His good will. He abide with us still, and with all we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is March 26, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic this morning is Learn from Elder. The topic once again is Learn from Elder. A memory verse is taken from chapter 18, verse 19. Hearken now unto my voice, I'll give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou may bring the cause unto God. Let's do it one more time. Hearken now unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou may bring the cause unto God. Exodus 18:19. Hearken unto my voice, I will give thee counsel, God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou may bring the cause unto God. The Bible reading this morning is from Exodus 18:1-24. Exodus chapter 18, verse 1 to 24. Now we're reading the NLT version. Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian, heard about everything God has done for Moses and his people, the Israelites. He heard especially about how the Lord has rescued them from Egypt. Earlier, Moses had sent his wife, Zipporah, and his two sons back to Jethro, who had taken them in. Moses' first son was named Gibson. For Moses had said, when the boy was born, I've been a foreigner in a foreign land. His second son was named Eliezer. For Moses had said, the God of my ancestors was my helper. He rescued me from the sword of Pharaoh. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, now came to visit Moses in the wilderness. He brought Moses' wife and two sons with him. And they arrived while Moses and his people were camped near the Mount of God. Jethro has sent a message to Moses saying, I, Jethro, your father-in-law, am coming to see you with your wife and your two sons. So Moses went out to meet his father-in-law. He bowed low and kissed him. They asked about each other's work and then went into Moses' tent. Moses told his father-in-law everything the Lord has done to Pharaoh and Egypt on behalf of Israel. He also told about all the hardship he has experienced along the way and how the Lord has rescued his people from all their trouble. Jethro was delighted when he heard about all the good things the Lord has done for Israel as he rescued them from the hand of the Egyptians. Praise the Lord, Jethro said, for he has rescued you from the Egyptians and from Pharaoh. Yes, he has rescued Israel from the powerful hand of Egypt. I know now that the Lord is greater than all other gods, because he rescued his people from the oppression of the proud Egyptian. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and sacrificed to God. Aaron and all the elders of Israel came out and joined him in the sacrifice made in God's presence. The next day Moses took a seat to hear the people dispute against each other. They waited before him from morning till evening. When Moses' father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he asked, "What are you really accomplishing here? Why are you trying to do all this alone? Why everyone stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses replied, "Because the people came to me to get a ruling from God. When a dispute arises, they come to me, and I am the one who settle the case between the quarreling parties. I inform the people of God's decree and give them his instruction." "This is not true," Moses' father-in-law exclaimed. "You are going to wear yourself out, and the people too. This job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself. Now listen to me, and let me give you a word of advice. And may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative before God, bringing their destiny to him. Teach them God's decree and give them his instruction. Tell them how to conduct their life, but select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate pride. Appoint them as leader over groups of 1,000, 150, and 10. They should always be available to solve the people's common dispute, but have them bring the major cases to you. Let the leader decide the smaller matter themselves. They will help you carry the load, making the sack easier. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressure, and all these people will go home in peace." Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed his suggestion. "Choose capable men from all over Israel and appoint them as leader over the people. Put them in charge of groups of 1,150, and 10. These men were always available to solve people's common business. They brought the major cases to Moses, but they took care of the smaller matters themselves. Soon after this, Moses said goodbye to his father-in-law, who returned to his own land." That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is learn from elders. Many young people these days see their elders as old school and think they can do without them. They are making a big mistake. I know there's a lot of advancement in science and technology these days, and that the youth have more access to information than ever before. But no matter how many resources they have, there's one thing the elders have that they do not, and that is experience. The elders have walked the path you are walking now and can tell you the outcome of whatever you are doing, even before you start. They have experienced far more than internet search engine can show you. Some of them have made mistakes in the past that you don't have to make it. Only you let them guide you. The problem, however, is that many of you think that they are very wise, and such thoughts can put them in trouble. There's a particular saying in Africa that what an elder sees while sitting on a chair, the chair cannot see, even if he climbs an iroko tree. I learned a lot from the late Pa S.G. Eliot. Though there were bit of advice he gave at that time that I thought was wrong, today I now know he was totally right. Thank God I listened to him. There are things about yourself that you don't know and cannot see, but an elder will see them and advise you appropriately. Proverbs 13:12 says, "There's a generation that appear in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness." You could think that your talent and knowledge are enough to make you successful, but an elder will point your attention to character flaw and you must get rid of it if you really want to be successful. When you are employed in an organization, respect those who have been there long before you. In church, give ear to what the elders have to say. At home, don't neglect the advice of your parents, grandparents, uncles, and aunties. When you do this, you will share some of their valuable experience with you. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, you will be able to put all their bits of advice together wisely. This will give you an unparalleled advantage over your peers in the journey of life. The key point this morning, the elders in your life are there to guide you with their experience. Listen to them and honor them. This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.